Simen Reish Zayin, Shin Zayin, Sif Chav Beis. Halachas of hinting to a guy on Shabbos. What's mutter, what's aser, and practically when a hint is mutter, if you always have a chiyuv macha. We've been pushing off getting to this, Nakuda. It's very, very negea, and since we finally got to the last mutter that Mishnah Berurah speaks about it, we'll try to be mavarit now. The first halacha that Mishnah Berurah says over here in Shin Zayin Chaf Beis is the halacha ben Hashmashes. That ben Hashmashes one is allowed to do a derabanan, koshvus derabanan, mutter ben Hashmashes, the tzarech mitzvah, if you're if you got to turn on the light, you got the light Shabbos licht, you're allowed to tell a goy ben Hashmashes to turn it on. Oy, when you tarred vutzach lasser ben Hashmashes, even for a yid to do it, in a case where a person was tarred, he did not have yechilus to be ma'aser, then he's allowed to take off ma'aser himself, even though it's asr midarabon, he's allowed to take it off ben Hashmashes. But mokim that it's a tzarech for Shabbos. Tarred, or it's a tarred tuva, even if it's not for Shabbos, ken zayin, it's mutter. The Mishnah Berurah over here sends you to Ayin Lekamantum and Shinrin Beis with Mishnah Berurah. What's mutter and what's aser? So Ma'aser Shehaya, a few weeks ago, Ve'echad Me'chashuvi Avreichei HaBurah, that his son flipped on the light in his bedroom 5 minutes after Shkia. Shailas, can you go ahead and you turn off the light? Banish Mashes? Is there a problem for to turn off the light for you? To turn off the light, Banish Mashes? To tell a guy, the Lachar for sure is mutter. The Shaila is the mutter for a Yid to do it also. What's the Sadeh Shaila? So Lachara, first of all, what type of Derabanan is mutter Ben Hashmashes? Mishnah Berurah says later on, in Semin Shin Mem Beis, where he shtelt to, he says, not every Derabanan is mutter Ben Hashmashes. Says, Chein Malach Hashin Etzrich Legufa, Chomim Misharis Derabanan, Va'asr B'chol Gavni Ben Hashmashes. Afim Neima De'etim Yisuru Derabanan, Kol Shkin L'Rambam Deraisa. Mishnah Berurah Shita is, the Maker Adin, it seems that he paskins not like the Rambam, that Malach Shin Yitzrich Legufa is also only Midarabanan, but not Midaraisa. But come on, every time that he mentions it, he always throws in, oh, and by the way, look at the Rambam, it's also Midaraisa. Lulei de Mistafei Na'amina, the Shita of Mechaber is, like the Rambam, that Malach Shin Yitzrich Legufa is not Midaraisa. The whole Fakhas, Roiv Rishenim is not that way, in the Pashas that we paskin La'alokha is Taka not that way, that it's only Derabanan. However, it's more Chomer Derabanan than the other types of Derabanan. And therefore, Ben Hashmashes, you would not be allowed to do a Malach Shin Yitzrich Legufa. Kumtais, if we're talking about an incandescent bulb, and flicking off the light is a keyboard of a fire, of the a filament, which is burning, then it would be only a Derabanan as Malach Shin Yitzrich Legufa, but it would still be Aser, as Malach Shin Yitzrich Legufa is Aser, Ben Hashmashes. If we're not talking about an incandescent bulb. Even on the Matechas? Why? So for sure, then it's not going to be different. Then it's not even shet, and it's not a derais when you do it. Then you wouldn't turn into a pechem. That wouldn't be even a malach hashem zuch leguf for kenzayin. That's a gemara membe. Gemara membe. According to that, the chayr should be mutter. It wouldn't be a malach hashem zuch leguf for. So then it's totally in. Really, which is where you get to, that's really the shaila that we're going to handle, by a standard bulb, and a standard bulb, standard bismanenu bulb, fluorescent bulb, or LED, that you're turning off. So then it really gets into the shaila of whether or not electricity is a deraisa or is a derabanan. If you hold it's only derabanan, so the chayyu should be able to make it to turn it off. If you hold that it's a deraisa, so then what's the deraisa according to the Chazon Ish, voine, and turning off is seiser. Tzaytzer shaloyal manas livnois. There's a shayla whether or not tzaytzer shaloyal manas livnois. I was speaking to Rabbi Sol Silman, he pointed out to me a bir halacha shin tzadi dalin that the mechaber said that the bir halacha says that tzaytzer shaloyal manas livnois is a more chomer derabanan, and it also would not have a kula al ben hashmashes. Tzaytzer shaloyal manas livnois is talking about a binyan gomer, maybe you can't be madama to chashmal, but also would not have a kula ben hashmashes. However, let's say you hold like Rabbi Shlomo Zalman that it's aser only mi derabanan. Is there any problem for a yid to go ahead and turn off this light 5 minutes afterwards? So bachlal, it's machlag is a peskim. But even according to the Mekilim, yesh lazer. So the truth is that the Mishnah Berurah there, later on in Shimon Beis, he says, da, the kol sif zeh, this whole sif that we say, that they were not good, kol advarim shem, assuming they be safe from the gazim ben hashmashay, he says, kol sif zeh lo yimari, kishikiv alav Shabbos. Avalim kibul alav Shabbos. If you're ready mekabel Shabbos, you're going to say mizmor sheli am Shabbos or the chavedi bizmanenu. Or certainly, if you said I'm being mekabel Shabbos, mavur leil b'sim reish samachalav shafilu humi boid yoyim. Ve'afilu mrakat tiber kibul alav shalos chal alav Shabbos bal korchay also lasis kol shvus ba'atmai ifilu dvar mitzim leyadim. The Mishabura says that there's once you're mekabel Shabbos, then, or even if you weren't mekabel Shabbos, if the tzibur is mekabel Shabbos, then you're not allowed to, you're ready, you don't have this kula, they're allowed to do their abundance. Memelo, if we're talking about a case that it's 5 minutes after Shkiyah, most probably you're mekabel Shabbos. Certainly, if you said it, if you're minig is to be mekabel b'peh before Ben Ishmashe to be Moisif. Even not, if you said Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, and even not, Ken Zayin, that since Reva Tzibur, which Mashmois I think of in Reish Samach Aleph, is that even if your Tzibur specifically was not Mekabel, you don't have specific Tzibur, but if Gans or Reiv of Klal Yisrael was Mekabel, then, which is Lechari such a scenario where Reiv of Klal Yisrael is Mekabel by Shkia, it's not Kulam, then you hope, then, what's that? All the Chassidim? They don't do Malak, what's that? So the question is whether or not you have to be mekabel in such a case. In such a case where the Olam, the standard is that everybody does not do malacha, after, does the person have to be have a kabbalah b'peh or not? And if everybody is makbid not to do malacha after shkiyum, al tachshash of malachas, then yesh lain whether or not you're... That's correct. According to us, this is the name. You have, that's exactly what I wanted to say. 100%. Bizmanenu, that everybody does not do malacha after shkiyah. So then this halacha, certainly if you're makabel, that's for sure, lachar. If you're makabel Shabbos, for sure yourself, you have no, you cannot do malachas derabanan after your makabel Shabbos, says Mishnah Berurah. And even if not, then it's telling your tzibur. Now, telling your tzibur, that's telling what we saw during Elzman. What's considered your tzibur? Is your tzibur go by your shul? Is your tzibur go by the, let's say you don't have, let's say there's more than one shul in town. And what happens if Gans Klal Yisrael is already mavdil, mafresh himself that they're not going to be do malacha? What halacha does that have? Kim dumani, I don't think that the minig of the olam is to do malacha to the rabbanon after shkiyah. However, there is, though our mechaber equates malacha to the rabbanon of ayid and malacha of amir la'akum, nevertheless the Mishnah Berurah here clearly says that there's a difference. And that in a case where you were Mekabel Shabbos, then even though you do not have the heter anymore to do their abundance, nevertheless you're allowed to ask a goy to do their abundance. So Kim Domani, even though it's not the minhag of the Olam to start flicking off lights, even those that are Mekom, they don't flick off lights after Ben Hashmashes and Ukedema, any other their abundance like that. That's because they're Choshes for Kabbal Shabbos. They're frat if their derech is to be purged from Allah before Shkiyah, Kal Tachshash, Safek Daraisa, that maybe it's Ben Hashmashes over here. Certainly, even if they didn't say a Kabbalah B'peh, Pashas, a Kabbalah B'leiv is enough. The fact that they realize that we're coming to Ben Hashmashes, to Shkiyah, and they said, oh, we're not doing Malach anymore, they think they're not doing Malach anymore, which is what they do every week. And certainly in such a case, Lachur, that's already considered a Kabbalah, and one should not do Malach afterwards. Asking a guy would be okay. That wasn't the minig in Klal Yisrael.
No, they
were. Makabe that
was
the
Ben
Hashmashes
was good. When was the ever shaitos of the head of Ben Hashmashes? Everyone has to be Purish before Ben Hashmashes. No one allowed to kill the Malacha during Ben Hashmashes. Whatever Ben Hashmashes you hold. So when is it shaitos to have Shkos Ben Hashmashes?
In a case where this case, for example, Bizmaninu, that the minig of the Olam is to be Purish, is to be Mekabel Shabbos. The
Purish of Mekabel.
What's that?
Purish of Mekabel.
To be Meisef L'Chara. That which we're Meisef Mechol Al HaKadosh is what? Is not a Kabbalah Shabbos? L'Chara, that's a Kabbalah Shabbos. When you're being Meisef Mechol Al HaKadosh. So when are you being Meisef Mechol Al HaKadosh? So in the case of, in the times of Rishayim, they understood the Meisef Mechol HaKadosh was any time during the Shkiyah of Ben Hashmashes. That's enough, Ken Zayin. However, if you understand that it's, what? Rebbeinu Tam, it's a Machaber, and everybody else. But if you go like that, yeah, but that's not going to help you. It's not going to help you for when you're Meisef Mechol HaKadosh, if you're Meisef Mechol HaKadosh from already beforehand, you already say that you're being moist, if you're being makabel Shabbos, then in such a case, once you're makabel, then there's nothing to do about it. Once you're makabel, if you're makabel Shabbos already before Shkia, then lechur, there's nothing that you could do about it. There's no klapi malacha, you can't do anything. Are you makabel Shabbos? If you're makabel Shabbos before Shkia, forget everybody else in Klal Yisrael. If you're makabel Shabbos before Shkia, so then lechur, once you're ready makabel Shabbos, that's already the din of Mishnah Berurah. Kibbalav Shabbos. Then lechur, in such a case, then lechurami, you're not allowed to. In such a case, you're not allowed to do malacha. Any case, we're in makabel Shabbos.
But if
you're supposed to be Kabbalah Shabbos,
you can't do
the Mishnah Berurah. You have to be
Moisim
Yechol HaKodesh.
The question is that. So, what's the case of the Mishnah Berurah that he says that because you're Kibbalah Shabbos?
If you're Kabbalah Shabbos, then you can do it.
But he already says, the Mishnah Berurah says in Reish Tamach Aleph that if everybody was Makabal, then you're already considered Kabbalah Shabbos. What is everybody Makabal?
When
is everyone makabel?
No one's allowed to do malacha lechatzilah ben eshmoshes, but you're not allowed to. It doesn't mean I'm makabel it's malacha. It's found. You're not allowed to.
What do you mean?
You're allowed to shabbos chatzilah.
And the kabbalah of safas mikabel moitzim yichol al hakodesh. What's that? When you're being moitzim yichol al hakodesh, that's not a kabbalah of shabbos.
No,
that's when you daft it saying it, you have to do it. It's not first
malacha. And the din of moitzim yichol al hakodesh is lav daft when you say bepeh. So the mishnah berurah, even the kabbalah believe it's enough. But that's what it is. When you 2 minutes before Shkia, what are you doing? You're not saying that you want to have a Shabbos? You're not making a Kabbalah to have a Shabbos? What's that? Then it would be telling whether or not your tzibur was makabel lechur. Then it's telling whether your tzibur was makabel. So the shaila is how much time would you have after Benesh Mashiach? How much time would you have after Benesh Mashiach? In such a case, to say that there's considered, what's that?
At least 13 and a half.
Nine. So 13 and a half, 9. The shaila is, so why is the minhag ha'olam not to do that? Why is the minhag ha'olam not to do malacha? What's that? For a yid to do malacha? Yeah, benesh mashis afterwards. You ever heard of somebody, a rav, telling somebody to do it derabanan?
Yeah.
Okay. There you have it. What's that? Okay. Never heard of such a thing. Amir la'akrum, that the minhag ha'olam is certainly to be mekel. I mean, that's the halacha over here. That even after your makabel Shabbos, be mekel by amir la'akrum. And in such a case, you would have lechol hapachas lechara 13 minutes, or according to Ramesha, 9 minutes. Some of the Shabbos, you want to nem on 13 minutes, you have 13 and a half minutes lechara. I guess you want to play with fire. So 13 minutes, he says, that you'd be able to ask a guy to do a malacha.
Don't you give a shit?
It would turn into darabanan, and the shalas, that's considered, that's even on a derais, it'll turn into darabanan. Maybe it's a shvus or a shvus. Question is whether or not shvus to shvus will help you by a yid. That will help. Whether there's such a cool of shvus to shvus by you. Hopefully the Elam will see the beginning of Simon Shin Chafei, the Prima Godim, the Sif Aleph, Sif in Eish Lavrom Vav, seems to be mitzadeh that there is such a kula. Be'ez Hashem will get to that. Reb Moshe has a tshuva, he's talking about in America, about Shvus Ben Hashmashes, and he says the heterium that they have of Shvus Ben Hashmashes, that would be in America that we said in his tshuva, Samach Dalet. He says that America 50 would be considered 72 of Rabbeinu Tam. So he says that Lachas of Benesh Mashas would be up to 40. You'd be able to do Makom Atzeres, you'd be able to do up to 40 minutes after Shkia. He doesn't talk about which ones he's talking about. Whatever the heter is, whether we're talking about Amir Lakum or we're talking about if you were Makabel Shabbos, then Amir Lakum, if you weren't Makabel Shabbos, then the other Derabbanan, that would be mutter up until 40 minutes. In Eretz Yisrael, the minhag olam ba'etzem is to go like the goyim, and therefore you wouldn't have more than 13 minutes for Amir Lakum. That with regard to the Rabbanan Minash Moshe. The Ramah continues in Chav Beis, and he says, Hagah kol davar she'aser lomar lein yehudi la'aseisa b'shabbos, aser lirmoz lei la'aseisa. Aval mutar lo lirmoz la'aseis malacha achar shabbos. Even though you're not allowed to be merames to a goy on Shabbos, the malacha on Shabbos, or every allowed to be merames to him on Shabbos, the malacha after Shabbos. Now, what's considered a remes? Let's say you make hand motions. Are hand motions considered a remes? Says the Chaya Adam, Samach Beis. Yeah, Zechar, that's considered a remes also. Telling the scenario that we had in the past that we talked about is being merames to pull out the plug, ukedema, flick off the light, move around your hands. These types of things would be considered, even though you're not saying anything, that still has the din of a remes. Somebody that can't speak, somebody who's deaf, somebody who's mute, it's hard to speak, but he speaks with sign language. This would also, that would be a wave that's a remez, which has a din of a deeper, which would be us. Whenever remez would be usr, this would also be usr. Shmisham Tzchav also brings down lalacha. That's how most of the Paiskis Manenu quote this Chai Adam, that Nemzon Tuchtvar Kipshutai, that remez Aidei Adayim also has a din of a remez, and whenever, it's not going to help you not to speak it out. If it's usr, it's usr even to be merames biyodayim. The Mishnah Brura over here says, brings down a kula of be merames to a goy shalei b'derech tivon. There's really three ways to tell a guy something. You can tell him straight out, turn on the light. That's not a remez. I mean, they say for certain people it is a remez, but the bepashas that's not considered a remez. That's a dibur mefurish. To be merames shalei b'derech tzivui is to say, I can't turn off the light because it's Shabbos. Maybe you could help me out. You're not telling him, that's a dibur. Kol mechavein amafsid is remes shalei b'derech tzivui. Kol mechavein amafsid. Anybody turns off the light, ein amafsid, that's a remes shalei b'derech tzivui, which is mutter by kiboy d'leika, and it's usher by other cases. Then there's remes shalei b'derech tzivui. What's that? It's dark in here. I can't read because there's not enough light in here. It's too light bright in here. I can't fall asleep. You're not mentioning the malacha b'chlal, and the person has to understand from what you said that you want him to do a malacha. Now, the minhag ha'olam is, even those that learn Tilchus Amir Lakum, they also, from the other minhag ha'olam by Amir Lakum, already found that that's ready to parts Merubal Ha'imit, says Rabbi Yashiv, and it's Ma'am Meshetar Gamar and Kol Amatas Malachas. But even from those that are familiar with Allah Zemir Lakum, it seems that the minhag ha'olam is to be merames to a guy specifically, l'chol apachas, in a case where a person left on a light in a bedroom or something like that and he wants it off, to be merames to the guy, it's very bright in my room, I can't fall asleep. And the guy comes inside and turns off the light. Now, is there any heter for that? Is that mutter? Is that usr? Where's the makar for such a hisnagus, for such a minigayim? So, l'chorra, and every time that you ask a guy to do a malacha for you, there's three things, or a guy does a malacha for you, there's three things that have to be done on. One, the amira. Is the amira that you said to the guy, is that mutter? Two, is there a chiv macha when the guy is going to do the malacha? And three, is there a isra hana if the guy does the malacha? Beforehand, am I going to be mutter for me to be nana? Or if he did it, can I be nana? So, what's Allah with the amira? There's always three things. The amira, is a mutter? Is there a chiyuv macha? And is a mutter vahana afterwards if he did it? So now, let's go through each one b'fnei atzmo. With regard to isra amira, any time that the goy comes by himself to do the malacha, he walks into your house, he passes by your house, and he sees his lights off, and he flicks on the light. Certainly in such a case, there's no isra amira. Or, if you're why? You didn't say anything to him. L'chura, also in a case where your maram is shalei b'derech tzivui, does not have the din of a dibur ha'aser, and al the dibur of dabur davar, the isser of dabur davar, l'chura, there would be no isser of dabur davar if your maram is shalei b'derech tzivui, because you haven't said a dibur which is aser. However, when your maram is b'derech tzivui, a rem is b'derech tzivui, that we have a machlekes achreinim, what is the halacha? Does that have a din of a dibur or not? The Bach, we saw, the beginning of the Siman, the Bach seems to say that Remez is Mutter, and the Taz quotes him, and goes Nemz on the Halacha like that. The specific case is what's the Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah bring down over here, is that the meaning was when they had a wick which was not burning well, because there was a little ball of the preventing it at the top of the wick, preventing it from burning nicely, and you have to knock off the top for it to reignite properly. The minig was that they would tell the guy, be mekaneach your nose, clean your nose, and he would understand from there that he's supposed to knock off the top. Now, lechur, the reason why, why is that considered remez? Lechur, I told you before Shabbos, that every time that I mentioned banana split, it means to say that I want a piece of chocolate cake. So that's just a different way of saying it. But Be'etzim, now you said, blow your nose means knock off this little ball. So what's the difference if you say it in a different language? What's the difference whether you say it in this language and it means something else? So if lechur, the pshat is, that if I would say it in a different language, I would make up a new language. And the language, when I say blow your nose in this language, Ebonic, it means that you should knock off the top. So in such a case, 100%, that would be problematic, because I'm telling you, I'm just not saying it in Lashon HaKodesh, but I made up a language and this is what it means. Here, when I say it in English, I say it in a language where this is not what it means, it's just miramis to something else. You're right that now, when I tell you this, you understand that that's what it's supposed to mean, but lamaisa, I said it b'derech remez, and that's not considered a dibur, which would be aser. According to that's not considered if I said it straight out, says the Bach. And that's how the Taz goes la'alacha. The Ramah, on the other hand, and the Magen Avraham are b'pashas chaylik, and Maz b'pashas chaylik, lehedi over here, that any remez, unless you understand the Kedush Yisrael, the Pashtas, the Taz is understanding that the Ramah is being chaylik, on the Bach. That's how the Pashtas of the Achronim, they're understanding that the Ramah is chaylik on the Bach, and he holds that a remez is aser. And that's when the Magen Avraham goes, he says, this Pashtas that a remez is going to be aser, because if the guy would do it himself, even with Alpi Miramez, it would be aser to be nana. Certainly with the remez, it's not going to make it any better. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah goes, like this Magen Avraham, that remez, b'derech tzivui, would be aser. But that's only on Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah. During the week, it's mutter to say lechur, it's mashma, even a remez b'derech tzivui. You're allowed to tell, in the Sif Beis we saw, you're allowed to tell the guy, how come this past Shabbos, you didn't turn off the light when I walked into the room, you didn't turn on the light when I walked into the room, whatever malach it is that you want to tell him. And he's going to understand from there that he's going to do the malacha on Shabbos. But Pasha, that's considered a remez b'derech tzivui, because you're mentioning the malacha, just you didn't tell him straight out to do the malacha, you're being meramis to him that you want him to do the malacha. That's a remez b'derech tzivui, says Mishnah Berurah, even though that's also on Shabbos. It is mutter before Shabbos, during the weekday, that to be meramis to him that he'll do it on Shabbos. And the same thing on Shabbos is mutter for after Shabbos. It's only on Shabbos for Shabbos that such a remez is problematic. That's with regard to the Amira. With regard to Chiyuv Machal, this is when it gets a little bit difficult. We have a few different Mishnah Berurahs. Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Ayin Vav, Sifkot in Yud Aleph, says, "Im nizdamen the Yisrael shiro be'esha agoy reitzel lahadik b'shvilei." If a yid chances upon a guy who wants to light a candle for him, or he lost his madura, tzorech limchais b'yaday. You have to be meicha. If a guy wants to turn on a light for you, he wants to make a bonfire for you to warm you up, then you have to be meicha. Afilu im haya zeh bebeitzei shel agoy. Even if it's in the guy's house. Gam kein tzorech limchais. Kivan sha'aner va'etim shel Yisrael. Since the ner, or the Eitzim, whatever it is, Malacha, he's using the Chafatim of the Yisrael, still, therefore you have to make a Macha. He doesn't say why. That's what he says. You're using the Yid Chafatim, you have to make a Macha. He has to make a Macha. V'afim umdas Yisrael lati zachar kelechei do'achash layena me'aner. Even if you're not planning on, he's going to turn on the light and you're going to leave the room. You're not going to be an aner for me. You still have to be Mecha. Gam kein tzarek limchais. Because you came to base Yisrael, certainly if it's in Yisrael's house, so Mishnah Berurah says clearly that if a guy wants to turn on a light for him, even if it's in the guy's house, but certainly if it's in the yid's house and he's using in the guy's house, even if in the guy's house, if he's using the yid's paraphernalia, then the yid has to be moicha. Now the shaila is why Do you have to be Meicha? For what reason does one have to be Meicha? Certainly we understand you're not allowed to be Nene. That we saw in Tesis. Even though you didn't ask the guy to do something. That's the mission of Kuvchav Beis. That if a guy lights something for you, you're not allowed to be Nene. Why you're not allowed to be Nene? We showed him Tesis. We saw in Kuvchav Beis. We're scared you're going to come to ask the guy to do Malacha for you. Even if you didn't ask the guy Lechatchila to do the Malacha, if a guy does the Malacha for you, you're not allowed to be Nene. Because we're scared you're going to come to ask the guy. And we don't reckon that to be considered a shvus to shvus, if we're going to allow you to get hana from the guy, what he does for you, then you're going to come to ask the guy lechatchila to go to do malacha. That being the case, we understand that it's also to get hana. However, it's not clear why you have to be moichet. I just won't get hana. Why can't I have be like the Mishabura's case? I'll let him turn on the light and I'll leave the room. I won't get hana. Why is there a chiyuv macha? So the chiyuv macha seems to be from the Agoyes HaMordechai, Rabbeinu Simcha. He says that the lo yishayach leimar adayte denafshei ka'ovid. This yisoid that the Gemara says in Kufchaf Aleph that when a goy puts out a fire, it's adayte denafshei. It's not shaykh to say that ela ba'akam she'oisa malacha b'shaloi. That's if the goy is doing malacha in his own house with his own stuff. But if you want to light a yid, a candle and a yid, that belongs to a yid, or logs that belong to yid, you have to ask rishus. If the yid sees the guy is turning on, is igniting a fire, and is lighting his candle, and the yid doesn't say anything. So then all of a sudden it turns, it's not a daita denafshe anymore. He's now doing it for the yid. Shtika karido, he's showing that he's nichale with that which the guy is doing. And therefore one has to be meicha. L'chura, the guy's Mordechai, is coming to be mitar Taisin's kasha. Taisin's af kufchav beis asks the question, what's the difference between kufchav alef and kufchav beis? The halacha is on kufchav alef, that if a guy comes to put out a fire, ein tarachun feis b'yadai, you do not have to be meicha with what the guy is doing. And on Kufchav Beis it says that if a guy goes to light a candle for a yid, then you have to be moichin. You're not allowed to be nene from what the guy did. What's the difference? How come we don't say it? That is an afshin. So the Gosh Mordechai says that there's a difference. In a case where he's coming to light a candle for a yid, he needs to take rishus from the yid, then in such a case he has to, we don't say it's doing it a daita de Yisrael. In a case where he's putting out a fire, he doesn't have to ask rishus from the yid. Because if a fire is burning, no one goes, waits and says, one second, let's ask the Baal HaBayis whether or not we can put out this fire. Or we can't find the Baal HaBayis, let's not put out the fire. No one asks rishus. It's not something that you have to ask rishus for. Since you don't have to ask rishus, he's not doing it a daita de Yisrael. He's doing it because he wants to get paid. He's doing it a daita de nafshi, like the Gemara says, Kufchav Aleph. However, when you're coming to Kufchav Beis, we're talking about lighting a candle, you're lighting the yid's candle, you're heating up his fireplace. In such a case, Meir Tasi to go ahead and turn on the lights in the yid's house. You have to ask Rishus for such a thing. If you have to ask Rishus and you're doing it without asking Rishus, and the yid is standing there watching you and he doesn't say anything, so then the yid is being maskim, nope, please turn on that. He's bad, I'm saying, please turn on the fire. Memela, when the guy turns it on, when light ignites it, he's doing it for the Tzarech Yisrael, and he's not doing it a daita denafshe. The Shulchan Aruch Harav in Reish Nun Beis, Ois Yod, he's masber a little bit more. And he bavar in something which a lot of the Olim spoke about, and that is the lechur, any time that a guy does a malacha, he's always hoping in the back of his mind that he's going to get a bottle of Johnny Walker before Pesach. He's hoping that he's going to get from the Yid something. Even though he has the Yid's best interest in mind, but lechur is always a daita denafshe. He knows that the yid is going to do it, but he's hoping he'll get the tray for chocolate that the guy gets in his cereal box. He'll give him a few dollars. He'll give him his whiskey. He always has his best interests in mind, like the Rishonim is saying. So what's the difference if it's talking about putting out a fire or igniting a fire? Either way, lechur it's only a daita denafshe. So Shulchan Aruch Rav says, he says, "Imavir etzim shel Yisrael," in the case where the guy is lighting a candle that belongs to the yid. Even though he wasn't asked, and he's doing it by himself. So lechur, why is he doing it by himself? It must be that he's hoping to get paid by the yid. He says, nevertheless, since the guy had to ask the yid first whether or not he's gonna he agrees that he should turn on the light in his house. Voice the king midas atzmai, and he didn't ask rishus. By Yisrael re'eo v'shoytik lei imkein meivin hanochri midas Yisrael shezeh noich lei u'miskaven hu basi yasi b'shvili Yisrael l'fikach tarach limchit b'yaday filo shalim v'beis Yisrael. So the reason why you have to be meiche is because if you're not meiche, then the guy does it adayte di Yisrael. The guy is doing it for you. Automatically, when the guy is lighting it for you and you're quiet, then he's doing it adayte di Yisrael. There's a problem that he's doing it adayte di Yisrael, and therefore you have to be meiche. Dahainu, in the case where he doesn't have to ask rishos, why is he putting it out? Adaita denafshe. He's hoping to get paid. But if he has to ask rishos, and he doesn't ask rishos, so then is he doing it adaita denafshe, or is he not doing it adaita denafshe? So if the Baal HaBas wouldn't be there, we say he's doing it adaita denafshe. He didn't ask rishos. He's doing it on his own volition. No one asked him to do it. So then he's doing it adaita denafshe. But if the yid is standing there watching what he's doing, and he's quiet, and he doesn't say anything, and even so, then in such a case, the guy says, oh, it must be that the yid is interested in this. The yid is interested in this, I'm doing it for the yid. We don't say that it's a daita denafshe. More specifically, like Tesa says, because he's getting hana l'chara. He's getting, the yid is getting hana, gufo is being nene, and therefore, it's considered a daita denafshe. Kumtais, that any time that the guy is doing something adaiti di Yisrael, then lechura, then there's a chiyuv machal. It's kidei that it shouldn't be considered adaiti di Yisrael, there's a chiyuv machal. Why? Why is there a chiyuv machal? Let's say I'm just going to leave the room. The source of the Shmaitza is, if it's going to be adaiti di Yisrael, then you have a chiyuv machal. Why do you have a chiyuv machal? So lechura, it's al derech, like the Mishnah Berurah says, the next line in this, in Sifkat Yud Aleph, that if you're there and you're not meiche, then people are going to say that he's doing it b'shlichus to Yisrael. And since he's doing it b'shlichus to Yisrael, so therefore there's a chiyuv machos, that people shouldn't say that he's doing it b'shlichus to Yisrael. Even in a case where you're not going to be nene, even in a case where the Yisrael is not going to be nene, nevertheless, they're going to say, kedei, that they shouldn't say that's b'shlichus to Yisrael, then there's a chiyuv machos. So the Chutzshoni goes this way. The whole din of machal, the herb, if you're not planning on being nene from it, then also different ramifications. Well, it's considered a daita denafshi, it's not considered a daita denafshi, whether or not you're going to be nene from it at the end of the day. That's going to all be according to that. That's going to be the shayla, whether or not it's considered a daita denafshi. If you're moicha, then it turns a daita denafshi. If you're not moicha, then it's a daita yisrael, and therefore it's going to be also. It's going to be tali yisrael zeh. They're going to be kama nafkaminas, but the reason for the chi of machal is that it shouldn't be a daita yisrael. That's with regard to now Pashit, that this whole din of macha is only in a case where Chazal didn't give you a heter to ask the guy. But in all the cases that we saw, that there's a heter to ask the guy. For example, the makom chayle, Chazal said lehedya, you had to ask a guy to do malachas for chayle. But artes akores, we saw in Rishayin Vav Sifay, where it's very cold, you had to ask the guy to turn on the heat. In such cases. According to the Bala Itter, in the case where B'makam Tzerech Gadol, if it's a B'makam Mitzvah, you let him be Mekum. Shvus to Shvus, B'makam Tzerech Gadol, B'makam Mitzvah, B'makam Hefzim Meruba, Mitzar, in these cases you let him ask a guy to do Malachas. All these cases that you have a heter to do, Chazal, with the cases that Chazal mattered Amir La'afum, it's pushed that you don't have to be meicha. The whole part is you're being meicha, that it shouldn't be a daita of Yisrael. Here Chazal said you're allowed to do it a daita of Yisrael. You're allowed to ask the guy to help out to do a malacha for a chaylu. It's pushed in those cases, no chiyav macham. You're allowed to even ask in the chatkila. Certainly you don't have to be meicha. That's with regard to the chiyav macham. Then we have the Isra Hano. What's the story with Isra Hano? When a guy finally does a malacha, what's the halacha? Are you allowed to be nene from it or not? Now, we saw in the Gemara, the mission of Kuvchav Beis, Kepaskin La'alocha and Meishayin Vom, Stephanus and Dalit, Mechaber says, that if a guy turns on a light for a yid, then even if he did it without asking the yid whether or not he should do it, nevertheless, it's also to be nene from the light that the guy lit. But that's only in a case where you're only not allowed to get hana, in a case where you didn't have the hana previously. But if you had that hana previously, even though you didn't have it to the exact extent that you have it now, you only had one candle, and now you have three candles, and it's much easier to read. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, in such a case, it's pasha that you're allowed to be nene. If you had one candle and it was a little bit hard to read, but you were able to make out the words, even though the guy comes along and adds and lights another candle, that is not a problem to be nene from the haysafes hano that the guy gave. If you weren't able to read when you had one candle, so then certainly when he puts a second candle that allows you to read, then 100% it would be also for you to read. So if you're using a Tur Sadaf Shulchan Aruch and you're only able to read the Mechav and the Rabban, the Taz, the Magen Avraham, but you're not able to read the Bir Agro, and now you're able to read the Bir Agro because you have two candles, so you're able to read everything else in the Bir Agro, you wouldn't be able to read because that's considered as you're getting a new Hana that you didn't have beforehand. However, once you already had that Hana, then it's not considered the Klapi the Mechaber, even though it was very difficult to read it. Nevertheless, since you were able to make it out, you already had that Hana, it's not considered as you're getting Hana. Al Derech says the Chorim of Ur, in our Sif, the Mishnah Berurah says, both in our Sif and at the beginning of the Siman, he says the same thing. At the beginning of the Siman, he says, Shin Zayin, Sif Kotin Yud Aleph, that if your meram is to a guy to do malacha during the week, the only time that you're allowed to be nene from the malacha that the guy did, that's dafk in a case where it's a tesefes hano. Either you're not going to get hano b'chlal on Shabbos, or it's a tesefes hano. For example, b'davar she'in gufi yisrael nene menu k'goyin shekvar yesh ner v'esh v'agoyim moisif. It says the guy is adding on, then in such a case you're allowed to be nene. And he says the same thing by us over here also. If you have this fire which is not burning so nicely, you're allowed to be meramis to the guy shleib derech tivui, and he's going to go ahead and knock off that little piece from the top of the wick to make it easier to see, you'll be able to read better. Why? It says, Ve'ein laser mitam shenene. It says, there's no problem, Al Samiro. Why? Because you're not saying remez b'derech tzivrin. You're just saying tzivr dvarim ba'alma. Haner einu meir yofen. You're telling the story. By the way, why did the chicken cross the road? You got to another side. You wanted the story about there's a candle over here that's not burning so nicely. B'chulo. What else are we telling? I don't know, I had challenge for lunch. You never gave any sort of tzivui b'chlal, not even a remez b'derech tzivui. Kamil is no problem, Al Samiro. I reflect the Mishnah Berurah, but now you're getting hano. Al Samiro, we should answer it. No. Ain last mitam shenene miulacha she'osa hagoy. Why? The ain zehano kokach. The gami koydena yoyochal api adchak likreis l'oru. Says the Prima Gondam that no, that's not considered hano because you're able to read even beforehand. So we see clearly in the Mishnah Berurah, in a case where you already had the hano and you're just getting any taste of hano, that's not considered a hano, which is usur, and therefore there's no problem to, even though you're not allowed to ask the guy lehevyo to add on a light, that's a problem of amiro, but if you add it on a light, then there's no problem, you're allowed to be nene. And even b'dievet, if a person was nechshal and he says to the guy, can you turn on a second light? And the guy turns on a second light for him, he's allowed to, says the Mishnah Berurah, in Reish Ayin Vav, that he's allowed to be nene from the second night because he already had the hano beforehand. That's with regard to Isser Hano. If I'm giving you a hano that you didn't have, it's Usser. If I'm giving you a hano that you already had Al Pi Yitzchak, it's Mutter. So that's with regard to Isser Amira Machon Hano. Now the question is, how do these halachas shtim this last case? This last case, the Mishnah Berurah says, you're allowed to tell the Shivcho, the light is not burning nicely. There's no problem with Amira because it's a remez, it's a Sipra Dvarim Ba'alma. There's no problem with Hano because you already had the Hano beforehand. But what's with Macho? How come you don't have to be meicha? The yid, there's a guy that's about to do a malacha inside of your house. He's about to knock off this lechor, it's kibui, maybe even havar. Lechol apachas, it's kibui. You're knocking off part of the fire. You're putting out part of the fire. Lechor, there should be a chiyav macha over here. How come there's no chiyav macha? The be'etzem, you have the same question. I mean, it's really a theory of Lechara in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah himself says in Reish Ayin Vav, going on the Ramah says, the Mechaber says that if a guy lights a second candle, you're allowed to be nene from it. The Ramah says, Mutter limchais begoy shabbat lahanik. You're allowed to be meicha. By the way, if you want to know, you're allowed to be meicha if a guy wants to light a candle or add an oil. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what's that talking about? Dafik shaner shal goy. Shaner shal Yisrael tzorech limchais. That's only if the guy is lighting his own candle. If he's lighting the Yid's candle, you have to be meicha. Now the Mashmois is going in the case of the Ramon, which is going on the Mechaber, which is talking about a case where he's lighting a second candle. He's lighting a second candle and he says, you have to be Mechaber. So what's going on over here? Even though you're only getting a Tesefes Hano, There's no problem. There's no amira. So you don't say anything to the guy. And there's no isra'ah. No. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, there's a chiyuv machal. He's coming to light a candle in your house. There's a chiyuv machal. Anytime that a guy is doing malach in your house, there's a chiyuv machal. So how do we stim siman reisha and vav sefkat and yud aleph and sefkat lamed zayin? It says that there's a chiyuv machal even when there's just a tesevus hanah. There's a chiyuv machal. And by us, our case says, no, it's only a tesevus hanah. And he's not mitzvah to the problem of machal. Mashmoy says, he says, well, you're allowed to say it. Now, if you're allowed to say it, obviously there's no chiyuv machal. The truth is that we saw at the beginning of the siman the same thing. When you're allowed to tell a guy during the week, how come you didn't turn on the light when I walked into the room? And he's going to understand that next Shabbos to turn on the light. Says Mishnah Berurah, but how are you allowed to be nana on Shabbos? Says we're talking about a case where it's only a tesevus hanah. You already have one candle and you're telling him, how come you didn't turn on the second light when I walked into the room? That way when he turns on the second light, it's no problem to be nana. Very good. Why is there no problem with machal? So the truth is that the Mishnah Berurah over there in the Bir Halacha, in the beginning of Siman Shin Beis, is misyachas to this. He's misyachas to this nekuda, and he says, he's talking about a different case. He's talking about the case of the Chassam Sofer that says that Amira la Amira is mutter during the week. He says, why is Amira la Amira mutter during the week? L'chura, you should have to. There's the Chiyuv Macha on Shabbos when he comes to do the Malacha. He says, no, there's no Chiyuv Macha. Umari b'malacha she'in atarach limcha is kashroya goyis esemi atzmai. We're talking about a type of malacha that you don't have to be moicha. Like we said in the Mishnah Berurah, what's that? Where a guy is lighting a second light. You don't have to be moicha when the guy is lighting a second light. Why? Because it's only a tesefes hanah. So we have two places that the Mishnah Berurah says that when it's a tesefes hanah, you don't have to be moicha. And we have one place in Sif. In Reisha and Vav, Zavkal Lamed Zayin, that he says that even when a guy is coming to light, a second light, it seems like, you still have, there's a Chiyuv Macha. How do we reconcile these seeming theorem? So in the point of Gizmanenu, there seems to be two Mahalchim. One Mahalach is Alpi Rabbi Yashiv, which some of Zalman seems to go this way also. Rabbi Yashiv is brought down in Malach Mumnayach, Rabbi Yitzchak Zubashtin Sefer, Perek Dalet Ha'ar Dalet. And he's talking about the Chiyuv Macha. And he says, let's say a guy wants to come into your house to turn off the light. You have to be Meicha. He says, L'chor, I'll pay the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reisha and Vav. You have to be Meicha. A guy is doing a malach in your house. You have to be Meicha. Anytime a guy wants to do a malach in your house, and you have no heter to tell him straight out to do it, then you have to be Meicha. Mela, a guy wants to turn off a light in your house, he's got to ask Rishus. If you got to ask Rishus, then you have to be Meicha. You can't just come into your house and flick off and flick, turn on and turn off lights. If you have anything that he has to ask Rishus for, is awesome. Mamela, to go and tell a guy, hello, George, by the way, it's very bright in my room and I have trouble sleeping, and he's going to come in. He could come into your house and he could even stick up his hand to turn off the light. But as soon as he's about to turn off the light, you have to be mindful. Because he's certainly not to tell him. It's a type of thing that he has to ask Rishos for. Anything that he has to ask Rishos for, then you have to be mindful. And that's what Rabbi Silverstein brings down from Rabbi Yashiv, that it's Taka Asr. The Lefidus, Frekt Zubishtin himself over there in that Ha'ara, he says, so how do we shtim Shin Zayin Sifkat and Ayin Vav? It says Lehedya that you're allowed to tell somebody to flick the Shifcha that it's not, the light is not burning nicely, so that they'll flick off the thing. The Chur, it should be Aser. Says Zubishtin, even though it's a Chilul Shabbos, but it's not a Malacha Gemur. It's not mamish lighting a candle. Since it's not mamish lighting a candle, therefore it doesn't have the chumrah of doing mamish a malacha, and therefore they weren't machmer. The mairi b'malacha, I'm sorry, his lashon is. I'm sorry. K'shanochri meisir hapecham, eina oisa mamish malacha, ki mishaper es hakayim. Hagam sheish b'zem nishum kibuy. Even though it's clearly me'acher ve'ino oitzem malachu mushlemes chadasha hitiru chazal b'derech emes v'advarim tzvichim bir mehechatesi. You tell me that it's a chilul Shabbos, and you tell me that it's mehechatesi because it's not a malachu gemura, that there's no reason, there's no chiyuv macha. So the truth is that the chutzani goes also like Rebbe Yashiv, that if a guy wants to turn off a light in your house, you have to be mehechem. Never, he says a different shot over here. He says the reason why it's mutter over here, this is Rav Epstein, once at a time, the same thing. That in such a case, you do not have a chiyuv macha because he doesn't have to ask you rishus. Because there are certain cases when the fire is burning down the yid's house, the guy doesn't wait there to ask rishus. So too, knocking off this little piece from the fire is not a type of thing you have to ask rishus. Any guest that came into somebody's house and he sees, this is what the Chochani says, any guest that comes into a yid's house or any house and he sees the fire is not burning well because you have that little black piece on top of the flame, and sometimes you get there in Hanukkah, they would knock it off without asking rishus. They're helping out the balabayas. They're not lighting a new candle. They're not putting out a candle. They're just fixing that which is kind. And therefore, it certainly is a malacha gemurah. But it's not something you have to ask rishus for. So it's not something that you have to ask rishus for. The mail is no chiyav machal. But we still have shver at the beginning of the siman. And in Sifkat and Yudalef, Mashmoy says, Mishabur says, there's no chiyav machal when there's a case of a tesefes hano. Says the Chutshani, Tzarech loymar, that the Ari Dafka Ba'ifan Shemaisav Shalagoi Loy Ma'urin Chshad Shoyseh Leterech Yisrael Aydat Yisrael. So it has to be, the Chiv Macho is that it shouldn't be look like you're doing it Aldait in Yisrael. It has to be talking about a case where the way that the guy is doing it, it's not Ma'ur Chshad that Yisrael sent him. Zachar Abigu Kimta in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah didn't say anything about it. And Bechlal, the Bir Halacha says, it's not we're talking about a specific case, he says we're talking about a specific Malacha. What type of malacha do you have to be baichem when the guy is lighting a second candle? Not a specific case where we're talking about a case where there's nobody else in the house, so nobody knows that the guy is doing it for the yid. It's a little bit of a doichik in the lashon of Mishnah Berurah that says him in Gansin and Bechlal Nebir Halacha is mashma not that way. So we have two. It's a little bit of a doichik, but they want to say lamaisa that certainly al pi what it says in Reish Ayin Vav there is a chiyuv macha. In the other cases, seems that there's no chiyuv macha. That's something about where you have rishus. You don't have to ask rishus. Some about specific cases, ukedena. That's one mahalach in the Paiskei Zmaninu. The second mahalach in the Paiskei Zmaninu is the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa. We'll say that it's not Rosh Shlomo Zalman because it's already not Rosh Shlomo Zalman. The Shmir Shabbos Kachasa, the Aruch Shabbos goes this way, and we'll see that there's a big makar in the earlier Achrayim for this. That they say, actually, the Bishlach Zilberstein in Perek Dalet Har Adalet, he brings down the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa. Now on it, he brings down what Yashem says to be chayv. He says lahedya that you're allowed to be meramis to a goy. You're even allowed to be meramis to goy shleib derech tzivui, and he's going to flip on a light. It's the seventh hano. There's no chiyav macha. Any time that there's no chiyav macha, any time that there's no iser hano, there's no chiyav macha. If you're allowed to be nene, then there's no problem. You don't have no chiyav to be meichem. Memela, if a guy is coming to turn off the light, then there's no iser to be nene to stay in the room after the guy turns off the light. You're not getting a hanoas aguf. You're allowed to stay in the room. Memela, you don't have to be meichem. If a guy turns on a second light, you're allowed to be nene from it. Therefore, there's no chiyav machal. And you're even allowed to be meramez, shloi b'derech tzivui. You can tell him it's very dark in here and it's hard to read. And he turns on the light. And you're getting more hano. There's no problem. There's no chiyav machal. You're allowed to stay in lehedya straight out. This is what we're saying is what we started off with. The minigarlos. Are you allowed to tell a guy to, it's very light in my room, it's hard for me to sleep, and he's going to come in and turn it off? According to Shmir Shabbos, according to Yashiv, it's aser. According to Shmir Shabbos Kachasa, it's mutter. Why? There's no chiv l'chora. Any time that there's no chiv iser hano, there's no chiv macha. L'chora, they got this from Tesis. Tesis asked an interesting question in Kuf Chav Beis. Tesis says, how could it be that he has to steer from Kuf Chav Aleph to Kuf Chav Beis? Kuf Chav Aleph, it says that if a guy is coming to put out a fire, you don't have to be meicha. And Kuf Chav Beis says that you're not allowed to get hana from when the guy lights a candle for the yid. Tesis says l'chora it's a steer. What's the stira? It's not a stira b'chlal. In Kuf Chav Aleph it says you don't have to be meicha. You want to know you're allowed to get hano? You're not allowed to get hano. There's a difference between a b'chla and hano. You don't have to be meicha, but you're not allowed to get hano. Says the Tzilu of David in Reisha and Vav Sukkot and Dalet, the beginning, it's matadim, maybe not like there at the end. He says it's clear in Tosfos that Tosfos equated macho with hano. That any time you're allowed to get hano, there's no chiyav macho. Anytime you're not allowed to get hano, there is a chiyav macho. Mele Tosfos says, if you're not allowed to be nene from the candle, vice says you have to be meicha. And if you don't have to be meicha by the flame, then vice says you're allowed to get hano. It's totally zebazeh. If there's no iser hano, then it's not the type of thing where Chazal said that you have to be meicha. Because you're even allowed to be nene when the guy does it for you. So there's no problem for the guy doing it for you, because you're allowed to be nene from that which the guy did for you. If you're allowed to be nene from that which the guy does for you, then, even though you're not allowed to tell him straight out, But if you're allowed to be nana from that which the guy tells for him, that does for you, then you do not have to be meiche either. According to that, it's very gishmak, that which it says by us, Shin Zayin, Sifkadim Chav Ayin Vav, says that you're allowed to be meramez to the shifcha, that she should, that it's not so bright in here, and she's going to go ahead and knock off that little piece. Aye, why is it mutter? It's mutter because you're allowed to get hanah from it at the end of the day, so therefore there's no problem to be meiche. And it makes sense that what she says at the beginning of the siman in Sifkadim Yudalev, that any time that it's a tisevas hanah, there's no chiv machal. The only problem is Reish Ayin Vav. In Reish Ayin Vav, Sifkadim Lamadayin, he's going on the Ramah. The Ramah says that you're allowed to be moicheh in a goy that's coming to light a candle for you. And the Mishnah Berurah says that's talking about where it's the goy's candle, but if it's a yid candle, you have a chiyuv macha. And the mashmois is that he's going on the machaber, that it's talking about he's lighting a second candle. And if he's lighting a second candle, l'chero, it's just the tesefes, and are you allowed to be neneh? In such a case, there's no chiyuv macha. So how does the Mishnah Berurah say there's a chiyuv macha? So Shmir Shabbos Kachos is Mitzachas it is, as is Orach HaShabbos, and they say that you have to be talking about, you have to be Madcheh, they were talking about a case that you're lighting a second candle, that you weren't able to be Neneh from the first candle. The first candle wasn't enough, and therefore he's lighting a second candle, and there you're going to be able to be Neneh. It's not considered a Tesef HaSanah. Or the Chiyuv Macha, you're adding in oil, you have to be Madcheh, because after, the reason why he's adding the oil is not to make this fire bigger, but that the fire should last for longer. And causing the fire to last for longer is problematic, because after your fire would have gone out, any oil that was put in for you by the guy, you're not going to be nana from afterwards. That's nuha, no, that you wouldn't have had. Therefore, you have to be meicha. So the madcha that sifkon lamed zayin over here in Reish Ayin Vav is talking about a case where in a chanami you'll be getting a hana that you didn't have beforehand. Now, la halacha lemaisa. What do we say? Who do we pass from like halacha lemaisa? So we have Rabbi Yashalu's machmer, like we said beforehand. The Mara Shabbos brings down in Chelak Aleph, Simen Tavkuf Yud Ches. He's Mitzayin. He asked Rosh Lama Zalman that it says in Shmir Shabbos Dilchoso that you're allowed to be Mitzava a goy, you're allowed to be Meramis to goy, that it's not so light in here, it's hard to read, and he's going to turn on the light. How are you allowed to do that? L'chor the Zechiv Macha. Says Rosh Lama Zalman, you're absolutely right. Anytime there's a malacha that has to go around, there's a proper malacha, then for sure there's a chiyuv macha. Ve'espale ma'oid, he says. He asks a tmiyo on the Shmir Shabbos Mechosa. The Shmir Shabbos Mechosa, not there's such a thing. How could the Shmir Shabbos Mechosa? Fine, there's no problem with Amiru. Fine, there's no problem with Anoh. But where did the chiyuv macha go? What's the effect there? Finish with Tzarki. The Shmir Shabbos Mechosa in the new Maduro. He's Mitzayin, Rosh Lama Zalman. He brings down Rosh Lama Zalman. He doesn't say Rosh Lama Zalman is Mispala on the Shmir Shabbos Mechosa. But he says Rosh Lama Zalman who was Mispala. Where is the Chiyuv Macha? He says, but Rosh Lama Zalman was Mitzayin to the fact that the Mishnah Berurah would say to himself. So you're right, you're asking a good Shaila. But you weren't Mitzayin to the fact that the Mishnah Berurah would say to himself, and in a few places it sounds like there is no Chiyuv Macha. Well, the feed of Arena Makom Maturit. That's what he says, the feed of Arena Makom Maturit. This Yisoid Be'etem is the Yisoid that they bring down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Madura Basra, in Reish Mem Gimel, the Kalkelas HaShabbos in Teferis Yisrael is mashma like this, the Nishmas Adam says it Lehedio in Samach Beis, Ois Beis, Nishmas Adam says this, you say Lehedio, and we're getting into the Sefer Tanot, it's not a problem, there's no Chiyuv Macha, and Memela says the Aruch HaShabbos, this certainly is the Minhag HaOlam. Does the minhag in them certainly is to be mekel in such a case to tell a guy to turn it off, turn off the light, ukedemeh, not to tell him to be meramis him shalei b'derech tivah, he's going to turn off the light, and memela he's mazber, he's marech very much, and his biurim at the end of the sefer in Simin Yud Aleph, he's marech very much to go through the whole Rabbeinu Simcha and the whole chiyuv macha, because it's machlek zushenim bchalal, but he says al pi these gedolei achrenim, it seems that that's the minhag in them to be mekel, so lalach lemaisa. Can you say lehedya that the Mishnah Berurah is mekel in such a case? It's not mefurish in the Mishnah Berurah. It's hard to say that it's mefurish. Are there gedolei achrenim that are machmir? There are gedolei praisim that are machmir. Rabbi Yashiv, Rosham Zalman, Rabbi Nissen Kerelis, Pazim and Tzadokhaim. These gedolei praisim that say that it's aser. So to say straight up that we're just going to allow you every time to turn off the light is not so pashin. Certainly not to be mekel with those that are mekel. Certainly generally, with electricity, turning off a light, very often you could have that it's a shvus to shvus, which way now make a makom mitzvah. Certainly, b'makom atzerich, you have gedolei ha'poskim of the achrenim that are mekel, and that seems to be the minhag ha'olam. If it's not a big tzerich, then in a chanami you should give the chanetza. Achira gives the chanetza, not to be, if you could have another way to get around it, even though there are achrenim that say that you could be mekel, l'maisa, it's very hard to be mekel, keneged. It's not mefurish mishnah berurah, b'chlal. And we have gedolei ha'poskim. The gedolei ha'poskim of the past dar are were machmir. Lamaisa, there are many achrenim and the mechabris ma'aneinu that are mekel, and that seems to be the minhag ha'olam. So therefore, b'makom atzerich, certainly one can be mekel al pi the these gedolei achrenim, the graz, the nishmas adam, and the chokel shabbos. Just one last halacha. And that is, what's considered a remez? What's considered a remez? What's considered a tzivui? So the Eilim was handling this question. Sometimes you're meramez to a guy, you say, it's very hard for me to read in here because to sleep because the light's on. So he says to you, do you want me to turn off the light? So what are you supposed to say? To say yes, says the Simcha Bunim Kohen, that's saying, yes, please turn off the light. That's considered a tzivui. So you have to tell him, it's very light in here, it's hard for me to sleep. Do you want me to turn off the light? It's very hard, yeah, till he gets it. But to say straight out yes, then that would be problematic. He also says to say that I'm stuck over here. Can you please help me? He says that's a direct bakasha. That's a direct, even though you're not mentioning the malacha, but to say can you please help me? That's also a problem. He says. Now, with regard to there is a machlekes apaiskim with regard to if you're mentioning the malacha, but you're not mentioning bechlal that anybody should do it. For example, for yid to say, it's Shabbos for me, and I can't. My halacha mandates that I cannot turn off a light on Shabbos. Tell a guy I can't turn off a light on Shabbos. So you're saying the malacha, but in no way are you mentioning a tzivuri or telling him that he should do it. Is any time that you mention the malacha a problem or not? So Shlomo Zalman in the Mara Shabbos, mamash in that same tshuva, it's a few pages earlier. Ice Gimel said, "Why say Tavkuf Tezayin?" I think it is. He says that if you're masking the malacha, it's not a problem. He says, even if you're masking the malacha, that's not considered a remez b'derech tiva. That's remez shlebiderech tiva. And every time it's remez shlebiderech tiva is mutter, this is also mutter. However, the Shevet Halevi is talking about, the specific tshuva over there is talking about in Chutz Laaretz where they want to plow on Shabbos and a person parked his car in the, where he wasn't supposed to park it, and then it snowed and they're going to fine him. Either they're going to tow him away or they're going to fine him. So you want to ask a guy to move your car to the other side of the street. Can you ask a guy? Tell a guy that was the case exactly how we're going to do it. Can you tell a guy that it's Shabbos for me and I can't move my car? So on that case, he says kol remez shemisoyiv al ha'isser atzmai k'moy eini yochad lahadlik. Anytime that the remez has mentions the isser itself, I eini yochad lahadlik or eini yochad l'ntsayoch yetsu b'zeh oser. That would be oser, and that is mashmoyis a lot that anytime that you're mentioning the malacha, it's problematic. And that's how he goes. I just will end off with the last line that he says in the tshuva. Kvar lamadeti me'anisayim. He says, I already have learned from experience, as Rav Osner. Shekoshim Oed, who's the Rav that was his prison, that was probably the Rav for the longest in the last, I don't know how many years. It was a Rav for like 70, 80 years. 75, 80 years. Kvar lamadeti me'anisayim. Shekoshim Oed lahuris heter bozeh. Kim l'serach godol. Ki b'nei adam u'pshuti am lo'im mevinim zeh l'chalek b'nei remozim. Befrat shenira me'ashayla shudavar shenishna harbe pavim, v'yikibizayin mezilusa deshavsa.